In the name of Jesus, we welcome you to the Words of Life program. We are sponsored by the prayerful support of Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. For this week's sermon and for the next three following, we are planning to present archived sermons that were first presented by Brother Julius Hovan back in 2011. He continues to serve God in the ministry. The sermon that we will hear today is entitled God's Eternal Purpose, and it is sure to bring us a blessing.
God Himself is with us. Let us now adore Him, and with awe appear before Him. God is in His temple, all within keeps silence, and before Him bow with reverence. Him alone, God, we own. To our Lord and Savior, praises sing forever.
Please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, it is with thanksgiving that we begin this prayer. Thank you for loving us and blessing our lives. You provide for our daily needs and you give the promise of salvation. Please be with each one who is upholding your name by work and by living. Protect them from Satan's wiles. Our listeners have individual needs for improved health and peace. Some do not know Jesus as Savior. Please bless as there is need. And when Jesus appears to call His own, help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
We now present Brother Julius Hovan's archived sermon entitled, God's Eternal Purpose.
It's a pleasure to join you by way of this radio broadcast today and to bring good news about our wonderful Lord Jesus, to share the gospel message, and to hope we can be an encouragement to you wherever you are. We're living in very treacherous and difficult times all across the world. The economy is under stress. Politics is in a turmoil. Wars are raging. The moral problems exist beyond our comprehension, and we need to look someplace for some hope. It is my understanding that in the city of Milan there is a cathedral, and on that cathedral there are three doors, and over each of those doors there is an inscription. On the right-hand door there is a wreath of flowers carved into the wood, and this inscription is there: All that pleases is but for a moment. On the left-hand door there is carved in a cross and a crown, and the inscription says, All that troubles is but for a moment. And then in the center door, the saying, the inscription is this: Nothing is important save that which is eternal. Think about those three statements as we introduce this message, if you will. All that pleases is but for a moment. How well we know that to be true. We get a new car, we get a new house, we get a new suit, we get a new whatever. We get something that we think will please us, and in a little while it is old, it is wearing out, and the pleasure of it is passing away, and we look for something else. Oh, all that troubles is but for a moment. All of us, if we have any age at all, have been through a variety of troubles. The death of a loved one, a terrible illness, a financial loss, some sort of stress. But inevitably that trouble wanes, and by the help of friends and hopefully the help of God, the terribleness of that trouble, the sorrow, the difficulty, the stress, they pass away and time moves on and we continue our lives. But then that third inscription is the one we want to center our attention upon. Nothing is important save that which is eternal. The holy God of the Word of God, that which we know as the Bible, which reveals to us the God Jehovah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, it is He Himself who is eternal. And I would like to share with you in this brief message today these three simple facts. Let's look first of all at God's purpose in redemption, that is, in our being purchased out of the slave market of sin, that problem that every human deals with and must face in their lives. It is important and it is eternal, this thing we call redemption, this thing that comes because Jesus has come into our lives. And so, what is God's goal in this thing we call salvation? Or redemption, or when we respond to the gospel, we learn about what Jesus has done. What is God's purpose? It is, first of all, that we be conformed to the image of the Holy Son of God. As God is eternal, so His Son. And so when we are born again by the Spirit of God and become members of the family of God and are children of God, the God goal for us is that we are more and more like His Son day by day. Paul expresses it clearly this way in Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. For whom He foreknew, He also foreordained to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He, that is Jesus, would be the firstborn among many brethren. For whom He foreordained, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What great news there is in that brief passage of Scripture, that God's goal for us is to be like Jesus, to be brought from sinners to saints, to come from being enemies of God to be children of God, being more and more, day by day, like the Lord Jesus. He calls you to that purpose. If you are a Christian today, that is His goal for you. If you do not know Christ as your Savior and Lord, the gospel story, the gospel message, the death of Jesus goes out to you, and through that God is calling you that you might be saved and forgiven of sin and be made a child of His. And so He issues the call. The call comes through Words of Life radio broadcasts like this one, as well as many other ways. And then the Scripture says He justifies us. He takes away that sin, even though we are sinners, and sin has been and is in our lives in a sense. God sees us as if we had never sinned. And oh, then the verse closes and says, He will also glorify us. One of my favorite passages is written by the great old gospel writer John. And he writes in the book of 1 John in chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. And for this cause the world does not know us, because it does not know Him. Beloved, and he repeats it now for emphasis, we are children of God. Now listen, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. Well, what are we going to be? We're already children of God. Listen to the rest of it. We know that if He, that is Jesus, comes, if He will be manifested, if we see Him, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him even as He is. God's goal for us when He redeems us, when we are saved out of the slave market of sin, is that we become conformed to the image of the Holy Son of God. And that process goes on through our lives. And then it turns out that in the time when Jesus comes, we are able to enjoy the glory of God in our lives. And so God's purpose for you, if you're a Christian, His purpose for you, if you will come to Christ, is that you will become more like Jesus Christ. But secondly, God wants to inform us by the Holy Scriptures of God. That process goes on, and it is through the reading of the Word of God. It is through meditation on the Word of God. It is spending time in that Word as it comes into our minds, into our hearts, changes our will, that dramatic change comes about. And we not only have information, but as we will see for our third point, there will be transformation. The Apostle Paul wrote to a young man named Timothy, and he said, Timothy, from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy was taught, as we learn in that passage of Scripture, by his mother and by his grandmother. What a great blessing it was, and he himself became this great man of God to whom the Apostle Paul wrote. Listen to the reading of that 15th verse in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And that from a babe you have known the sacred writings, what are they able to do? That make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy had learned about the gospel. He had learned about the Lord Jesus through his mother and through his grandmother, through their teaching and through their example. And what a difference it made in his life for all of eternity. Our Lord Jesus dealt with some folks in his day who did not respect God or the Word of God, and they would not follow the Lord Jesus and even sought to take his life. And of course, they eventually did at Calvary. And Jesus said to them these words in Matthew 22:29, You do err, not knowing the Scripture nor the power of God. If we do not know the Scripture, if we do not know the Word of God, error inevitably follows. The result of our scriptural ignorance is we have a lack of power. We have a lack of knowledge. And that error has eternal consequences. Eternity, remember? That which is important is eternal. Our soul, our spirit is eternal. And we must be informed by the Word of God in order that we might have that eternal hope. Paul wrote of that in his wonderful epistle to the Romans in chapter 15, when he said there, these beautiful words in verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, that was the scripture then that Paul had in his day, the Old Testament, these things were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the scripture we might have hope. Things have been written, handed down by God, given to us so that we might have this information, this knowledge. It brings with it comfort and that beautiful word, hope. It would not surprise me today if some of you listening to this program are in a situation where you say, my situation is hopeless. But oh, I would point you to the Word of God and the Son of God and the salvation of God to find the hope that you can find nowhere else. And when God redeems you and saves you, brings you into His family, we will find He wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son. He wants us to be informed by the Scriptures that He has given to us. But then the process continues, for we find He wants us to be transformed by the Holy Spirit that works in our lives. To be dramatically changed is the process that God is working in our lives through that indwelling Holy Spirit. Let me remind you of the important words of Paul in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. If you have not the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, you are none of His, that is, you're not a child of God. You do not belong to Him. So it's important that you have that Spirit. God has given it down through the ages. Even in the Old Testament, for example, to Nehemiah, we read, You gave your good Spirit to instruct them. In the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon kings and prophets in order for them to do the work of God. And in the New Testament, the Spirit comes and resides, we are told, within us, given as a gift when we are baptized into Christ. The Lord Jesus had a great deal to say about the Spirit as He prepared to leave and to leave behind His disciples to carry on the work that He Himself came here to do. In John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, give us these words as Jesus tries to prepare them for His departure. Listen to His words. I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may be with you forever. Who is this Comforter? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. For it does not behold Him, does not know Him, but you know Him, for He abides with you and shall be in you. What great, precious promises those are. And He says in that same chapter in verse 26, regarding that Holy Spirit that He's going to send, the Comforter. Oh, we need a Comforter, do we not? Even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all I have said to you. It is the Spirit that helps us know the Word of God that then helps to transform us into children of God that are more and more like the Lord Jesus. He is our guide. He is our teacher. He is indeed our Comforter. Listen to the words in chapter 16 of the Gospel of John as we read beginning there in verse 7, Jesus talking about this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send Him. When He comes, He'll convict the world in respect of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin because they do not believe on Me, of righteousness because I go to the Father and you behold Me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world has been judged. Here is this promise again of the Spirit. And Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that when we come into this faith relationship with Jesus Christ, we become a new creation. That is the message that the Apostle Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. For we read in the book of Acts chapter 2, and beginning there in verse 38, we find these familiar words. He has preached the gospel to them, and they heard it and were convicted, and Peter said unto them, Repent. Now here's was his answer to their question, well, what are we going to do with our sinful lives and our mistakes? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so this Spirit that transforms us comes to us when we are baptized into Christ. And interestingly, Acts 5:32 puts it this way, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey Him. A faith response to the gospel, to the call of Jesus, is of extreme importance as we think about becoming children of God, as we think about being redeemed and enter the process of becoming like the Son of God. And in that process, to be informed by the Scriptures of God, so that we will know the will of God where that will is revealed for us in the Holy Word of God. And in that process, that Spirit we have received transforms, changes, makes us more and more like God would have us to be. Now, just before Jesus left, He gave these words to His disciples. They were worried, they were concerned, they were confused about His leaving. Maybe these words will speak to your heart today as we close this message. Listen to what Jesus says in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, you may be also. And then He says in the 6th verse, I Myself am the way and the truth and the life. And we might add the word eternal life. And no man comes to the Father but by Me. And so our wonderful Lord Jesus offers this promise to us. And He offers the blessing of our coming to Him and being born again and going through the process of becoming more and more like Him and facing eternity. Instead of a hopeless end, we have an endless hope. My friends, the call of this gospel broadcast, Words of Life, is that you will respond to the gospel of Jesus and accept Him into your heart and life and live for Him, filled with the Spirit, and have the joy of the Lord. May God bless you today, is our prayer.
I am sure that you thank God for the words that you have heard today. It has been our blessing to share them with you. As always, if you are not yet a Christian, we encourage you to make that decision for Jesus. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, simply write to us and ask for broadcast 1833. That's 1833. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. You can also listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want to by logging on to wordsofliferadio.com and selecting the broadcast that you want to hear. Our newsletter is also available online. On behalf of Words of Life, this is Wayne Hobbs thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time for another program from Words of Life.